Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you here tonight. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Good to be here. Good to log in and have smooth sailing, that's for sure. So that's nice. So last week, I was going to talk about, I know yesterday technically it was the Passover, but I was going to talk about preparing, preparing for the Passover. However, I'm going to kind of combine something. I had went to, had some talking about dreams and visions and the prophetic and whatnot. And I was looking for one of my Bibles. I still haven't found it. And I was going through some stuff looking for it, and I found another Bible, but I also found a notebook that I had starting in, let's see, when did it start? It was a book that I had where the Lord just started giving me a lot of dreams. 2015 all the way to 2019 was the last entry in here. So just different things of maybe things that happened prophetically that I've seen in regular nature, and then also dreams, and then also maybe words that the Lord had put in my heart, things that he was doing. Maybe there was like a scripture that seemed very prominent. I wrote that down as well, and just things that were impressed upon my spirit, definitely a lot of numbers, I will definitely say that. I know those that have been here for a while, as I have, you know that the Lord's spoken to me very many times through numbers, and I've talked about that in the past, how he repeats things. So what has me very curious, some things about the Lord, and I'm not sure about this, but this is just a curious question I have. And even looking at some of the things that the Lord has shared with me, but maybe not as profoundly or as widespread as, in nature, you know, like some of the things that Randy shares about the end times, and even the man in Israel saying, the Lord showed him something when he was 13 years old. And the things that the Lord puts in people's hearts and how he reveals them, whether through a dream or it's spoken, some type of vision, somehow they see it in the sense where their spiritual eye of wisdom and knowledge of the Lord picks up on that, and they can't let go of it. So somehow in their spirit, they, even if they've heard the word, it becomes this living word that they understand as they see it as done, or they see it as completed. But yet the timing is this seems years, many, multiple years, decades from the time that it happens, from the time that it happens or takes place, you know. And then I was remembering in the book of Acts when Agabus talked about the famine that was going to happen in the land in the book of Acts. It literally did not happen until 14 years later. So I'm just wondering, here's what I'm pondering, and maybe we'll hear this more and more for people who know the word and have searches. So this is kind of like I'm fleshing this out as I'm talking right now in real time. But what I'm wondering, and I've never heard anyone teach on this that I can recall, I cannot hear a teaching on this in the prophetic, is that if the Lord reveals that in such a time frame and this time span, like, how do we steward that? What do we do with that? Like, is it his counsel? What is it? And when is it? Like, how do we filter and navigate through the maze of his revelation? And, if it was purposed and revealed, then what do we do? Like, how do we steward that in the meantime, and by not letting it go or just thinking, oh, hey, I was just a teenager. I had no, but like, no, this guy knows it was real. Do you know what I'm saying or trying to say? It's just fascinating to me. And even in scripture, how they heard the prophecies that the Messiah was going to come. And Hannah and Simeon were in the temple praying day and night, night and day, right? Praying in the temple, and they, I mean, for a really long time. And that, you know, a lot of our walk is being just faithful day in and day out, right? And there are different things that we steward. Actually, it was, there was one word that the Lord spoke to me in those various years. I don't know if I can find it, but I remember him spoke. He spoke the word to me, steward, and at the beginning of the year. So I thought that that was, I don't know if I'm going to find it here. I thought that that was a word for steward, like whatever I received, make sure I steward, like the 10%, the, you know, whatnot. And all that, and I did that for about half a year. I did what I know to do, or what I knew to do, and stewarding as I knew how to steward. And then the Lord showed me, literally, it was about halfway through the year, he wanted me to steward my gift and steward what he spoke to me. And so then he shifted that, and it was altogether different. Now, I was just fascinated, and I was and I wrote down, now I can't find it, but I wrote down the verses that talked about stewarding his word and stewarding his gift. And then I just began to do that. And but how he prepared me and allowed me, oh, here it is. Oh, goodness. So it was January 2017, he said steward. But it wasn't until he said steward the mystery of Christ. That's what he said. And then the fruit of the prophetic would come forth. And so to steward the mystery, and ultimately God is the steward of the mystery of the word. And I'm co-laboring with him, right? So I'm stewarding what he is bringing forth. It's like he, wow, yeah. So you could see that as a vessel to carry that in your vessel as a servant. Unto his name and unto his glory. So it says each of one of us in 1 Peter 4, each one of us has received a gift and minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So whatever you've been given to do, steward that unto the Lord. So even if you're just walking by somebody in Walmart or the grocery store or the restaurant, or in church, you know, I had people, and I've shared it here at one time in service. This man walked in during worship, and like, so he came in a little bit late because worship had started. But the Lord put a word on my heart for him. So I went over to him and I talked to him after church, and it was about worship actually. And so he was fascinated by that because he used to be a worship leader. And he transitioned into another job, and he said he used to be a worship leader in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so this was where we were at the church. And so then he said that was the first time he had visited back to Charlotte, and I had spoke that word to him. So it was just fascinating timing, whatever it was doing in his heart, you know, and he told me his name, his wife's name, his family to pray for them, you know. And so to God be the glory. You know, because he wants to bring things forth. He's revealing things. And people are receiving, right? People are receiving. And whatever gift you have, evangelism, whatever it might be, helps, whatever that might be, but it's probably partly prophetic, or you wouldn't be here on PGN, I've noticed. You know, offer that when you receive it. Now, this is, you know, there's words of wisdom and words of knowledge. So talking about dreams, well, let me just read this last verse in 2 Corinthians 2. 1 through 5, but I just wrote abbreviated. It says, I'm a servant of Christ and a steward of the mysteries of God, and one found trustworthy. So, so through our dreams, so sometimes I've noticed this through some of my dreams over the years, is that, and I got to get something off the front porch. Sorry, there's, I have a someone's graduating, a graduation gift that I just, and I just noticed they dropped something off over here. So, anyways, the, so some of my dreams will be words of wisdom and words of knowledge. And I know this by, like, the Lord is standing next to me, like we're shoulder to shoulder. I know that his presence is there. And you know how it says he sticks closer than a brother? That's kind of what it is. It's like I have this knowledge. I don't necessarily see him, but I have great knowledge that he's right next to me. And he's walking alongside of me, and he is showing me what I want to see. And whatever I'm seeing, I'm asking him about it, or something's highlighted, like I'm talking to him about it in the dream, and he's giving me the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge in the moment in that dream. And so I generally, you know, want to write that down, make note of that, pray that through. And so so I see other things as well, like when I looked through that dream book, I'm glad that I have it, because I ended up right around that time just going through a kind of a big spiritual battle. And then we started losing our folks after that, like in 2020. My mom passed and my father-in-law passed. They passed like within 11 months from each other, and then my mother-in-law passed about a year later. So it was like 2.5, 3 years we lost three parents, you know. And so on top of other losses and on top of other things, it was just a kind of a difficult thing to walk through. But it's good to have how the Lord was speaking to me, how the Lord was using me in intercession, and some things that are coming about now, like that I have that recorded, if you will, and to reference, to really go back and look at that and make note of some certain things. So I believe it's probably purposed that I found it when I found it. So praise God for that. So during Passover, the celebration is a celebration of victory. All right, so that celebration is for the week, but it really is a celebration of victory. So here's the thing is, and here's even the Lord speaks to us and shows us these things here. When he says, this will be a sign to you, a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, right? So the Jewish community and the people, they learned through experience. And so symbolism, right, when he even said, this will be a sign to you. They were looking for signs, and they were looking for those types of things, because that's how they associated the teaching. That's how they brought things in, through their experience. And they took everything in through, like, they taught in two things. They taught, you know, with the word and the understanding and the knowledge, but then also to experience it as well. So kind of when somebody is teaching and they're telling and they're sharing and imparting their own testimony and their own words into the story, that is a way where you're experiencing the truth. You're experiencing what's being taught. And, you know, and those are really good teachers who do that. Like Derek Prince was a really good teacher, you know. Chip Ingram actually is a really good teacher, you know, where it just flows and it feels like a conversation, but it's very much teaching. But it's like you could listen to them for hours, you know, some people are definitely are more gifted at it, but also the idea of you're being taught with an experience, right? So if someone has a like a certain heritage or culture in their background and they want to share that with you because they love it and it's such a joy to them, but they want to bring you into their lives, right? They will, you know, make a meal that's their favorite meal from that. They will show you pictures. They will show you artifacts. You know, they will bring you into that so that you can experience the whole culture and learn from it through the experience. That's another way there, okay? So, but that was very common for them. And then that's when, you know, the whole thing about a sign. But also in nature and him seeing, it's also seeing the voice of God. When he speaks it and shares it to you, like, you will find this, you will see this. Okay, so this is what he says in the symbolism when he says, you will find. So he's telling his disciples, you will find. And there was three things there. First was, I just remembered something about a dream. Okay, so first was in Luke. So there's three things here. Luke that talks about preparing was a pitcher of water. It says, prepare Passover in the upper room. Hold on a second. Let me see if I think I printed out those the verses. Okay. Okay. All right, let's see where we are here. So 22:7-13. Okay, so it says, then came the day of unleavened bread when the Passover must be killed, and he sent Peter and John saying, go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat. So when they went to prepare, they actually had a whole day of preparing for the Passover. And then they had Passover. Okay. There was a day of preparation. All right. And so there was a whole day of preparation where all they did was prepare for the Passover because they, you know, they had to kill the lamb and they had to kill the food or whatever they were going to use and prepare and all that. And then he said to them, behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him to the house which he enters, and then you shall say to the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may come and eat the Passover with my disciples? And then he will show you a large furnished upper room there, make ready. Okay, so he's making provision and he's providing for them even in the preparations. The Lord has already made the provision, you know, he's made the provisions in the preparation for the Passover. Praise God. So he's provided for them. And then we see in Matthew 2, do I have that? Okay. Matthew 21. Yes, here it is. Okay, I just mixed it up when I clearly mark it. Okay, so Matthew 21 about the donkey. But he says this, now then you will draw near to Jerusalem and come to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus sent the two disciples, saying to them, go to the village opposite you, and immediately you will find. Okay, this is what he's saying. You will find. Those are the words. You will find. A donkey tied and a colt and loose her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything, you shall say to them, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. And this is done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. So this is this prophecy fulfilled ahead of time. See how the Lord is always ahead of us in our timing and in our preparation and in our going forth. And maybe that's even the whole thing of him revealing a word 14 years in advance, decades in advance, you know, hundreds of years in advance. The preparation is made ahead of time. So when you get there, the time of it will be fulfilled. Now, I don't understand why all of that is and how that all comes about. And why it's done this way. I don't know if because he's the Lord of all and he's the one true God that is only able to do this, right? As opposed to just saying, hey, next week, yada, yada, you know? Okay, so that's the donkey. Now, the last piece to this is Matthew 17:27. And these are also cross-referenced as well in other Gospels. But it's this. It's this when he said to Peter, nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea and cast in a hook and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take it and give to them for me and you. So here the Lord is saying, each time you will find, and this is his parts of it were in preparation for the Passover, fulfilling of the prophecy. But the Lord is saying these words, you will find. He's saying, with your eyes you will see, right? He spoke the word. But then they were seeing the voice of God come to pass as well through their direction and through their steps of faith, that they certainly did have to make movement in the direction, right? So he gave the instruction, and he also made the supply. They found the supply with their action of faith. And then, so they're directed towards the will of God. And maybe that's the whole thing of placing that word, placing the prophetic word, right, but the voice of the Lord and actually seeing it in your heart with your spirit's heart and your spirit's eye, is that it will direct you to the will of God for your life. And I didn't know that until I started talking. Literally, I didn't. I had that question in my head, but now I see it, how it fits together in some way. I hope it makes sense outwardly as I'm saying it. But thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the seasons, Lord. We thank you for the times and the things that you've placed in our hearts, God. I let the will of God, Lord, may we do the will of God, Lord. May it be directed towards the will of God, Father God. We thank you for putting it in place, Lord, putting the right people to hear in the right moment, God, that it's like encapsulated. It's like taking one of those pills or those capsules that are time released, you know, and it has it's like time released, and it works, and its function, and its timing, and it's working, and it's bringing forth as it ought to, as it's digested and consumed and brought forth, right? So we thank you, God, also for your supply, Lord, and help us, Lord, because I know myself, I don't know about you, but I have things and pieces of elements that the Lord's placed on my heart that I need to bring forth. I don't know the next step. I need his light and his direction, and I want to make sure that I'm prepared, that I've prepared well, so that when the time comes, I am ready, right? That I'm found ready, stewarding what he gave me to steward in its full function, in its full capacity, you know? And I can also see how in the past, I think I was trying so hard to put the pieces together and to fit things together that it also also became confusing, that I couldn't figure it out. And I realized in hindsight that it wasn't the right timing on it, because in some areas I have clarity about what the next thing is, and I'm hoping that I do that faithfully and diligently. incorrectly and honorably, really, to be a steward. But then after that, I'm not sure. So anyways, so do what we know to do, right? And it's under his grace and it's under his glory. So so I don't know if any types of visions that you all have had, if you had a, there was a time when I went through this book, and I think I've talked about it here before, just about praying about an open eye vision. And now some people maybe would not call it an open eye vision. They might call that something else. Like some people call just a, there's a little bit of different, depending on who you talk to, a little bit different meaning to that or understanding to that. And maybe people would call more of a trance, like a, an awake, a type of trance, an open eye vision. But I think if I see something where in the spiritual realm, where my eyes are open, and in the natural and the spiritual realm come across my path, so not just in my spirit's eye, but in my natural eye as well, but it was a, some type of revelation being imparted, that I would call it an open eye vision, because I've never had, unless someone can truly explain it to me, where maybe that's not what that is. But however, as far as I know today, that's what it is. But I just want to say this too. When I was kind of going after the Lord for this and praying and the holiness, is very, you know, to get closer to the Lord, you know, holiness, and we can't compromise, and we have to keep our hearts pure and any unforgiveness or holding a grudge and letting things, you know, letting things go or releasing things to the Lord and yielding to him, you know, be quick to obey, right? Slow to speak, all of those things, and coming unto him, to, for him to saturate us with his presence and to draw us nearer and to draw us closer, and, you know, prayers and fasting, all of those things, you know what I'm saying? Because you're seekers of the Lord and his presence in your life, for his grace and his love and his fellowship to be with you. May that be upon your people, God, in Jesus' name. And so, I actually had a dream, and in my dream, I was having an open eye vision in my dream. So I think what the Lord was preparing me how I would really react or whatever, you know. So, because I remember in my dream saying, "Oh my gosh, this is the open eye. Oh my gosh, this is it." You know, and so that was a lengthy dream, which I can't even, but I know the word of the Lord was taking care of things in that. So anyways, what happened was I had been praying. I came downstairs. This was not at this house. It was at a different house. But I had come downstairs, and I was opening the windows in the office, where there were two side windows, very narrow windows. There was a sofa in the center and then two side windows. And so I opened one, you know, opened the blind, twisted the thing, and opened the blind. I think I have another delivery here, so sorry. I'll let you know if I have to get up in a minute. I think I might. So, yes. And so anyways, what I seen was in the neighbor's backyard, but he was right by the fence line where my window was, like looking in my direction. And he had two kayaks. I'm pretty sure they were kayaks or canoes, kayaks. And they were bright yellow with a black trim on them. And gosh, I threw that down. So anyways, and then I thought it was weird that he was standing there so early in the morning and just like smiling at me. And I'm like, that's weird. Why is he just like standing there, like almost like this invitation, like, hey, you want to go canoeing? like, that's weird. And then I went to the other window, just 3 or 4 steps to pass the sofa to open the blinds in the other one, and it was completely gone. And I know the Lord, but it was completely there the first time I seen it. It was very clear. And then 3 steps later, it was completely gone. And I knew that that was it. And so I wrote it down, and it definitely left an impression in my heart. And it was on, I had written it down on Tuesday, January 11th, 2016, I experienced an open eye vision. And it was before 7 a.m. And everything I just shared with you, I wrote it down. That particular day, I was involved with another ministry with a friend who was doing this writing. They were doing writing and sending out kind of like those monthly subscription boxes. And it was a women's devotional that was in there for spiritual growth and whatnot. So I went to the meeting that particular afternoon, and they were talking about, because the Lord put this together, like, in using other people to help bring my understanding as well, because it was very profound in the moment, even for the others, but I know the Lord was showing, the specific. Well, she was praying, one of their intercessors was there, although we all prayed for them, but she was assigned to be the head intercessor. And she was reading something about the river from the temple in Ezekiel 47. And Ezekiel 47:12 is what I wrote down. Let me go here. It says, fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve the fruit of the leaves of healing. Let me change the, that's New King, that was the NIV. Okay, so other versions talks about the rivers flowing from the throne. And I knew it had to do with the kayak, had to do something with the flowing in the rivers and in the different streams that come from the throne of God. And there were 2 kayaks, right? So there were 2 streams. And I know that I'm able to flow in 2 different streams in order to bring forth the spirit of the Lord, and even in places that are like, there's a gully, if you will, but it's not a full river, right? A kayak is equipped to go into those small places or those and navigate in different streams and just, to handle narrow rivers, right? And so some different streams have narrow rivers, and it's able to navigate through that and to bring forth and to bring the people refreshing. And however the Lord has done it for me to administer that, and he moves, right? I know nothing unless the Lord speaks it to his servant, right? You know nothing unless the Lord speaks it to your servant. And even if you're those that have a gift of discernment, that light switch or that awareness, that little whatever, like, light that goes off inside of you, where you pick up on this, right? Like, that's because the Lord is flipping those switches, right? Like, he is flipping that circuit breaker, and he's letting you know you've learned to listen to the voice of the Lord within you and how he's equipped you and gifted you for the kingdom of God so that others can be benefited. So sometimes when that discernment goes off or that word of knowledge comes forth in a dream, for me, there's been, where I've been in different churches where I've had a dream of people, and they're usually in some type of shape or form of leadership or trying to move into leadership or whatever it might be, like being groomed for leadership or in a leadership position, having a dream about that. A lot of those that are words of wisdom and words of knowledge, I am to pray. It's like the counsel of the Lord for me to pray over that person, and to really pray for them that they have breakthrough in that area, and that I'm alert, like I'm alert. But I do have to learn this, and I've shared this a couple months ago, that learning to love that person up close and personally, but also holding on to what the Lord has showed me. And then like the little bit of tension in between that without it actually being, right? Because when you're prophetic, you know where the truth is, and that's, you have a tendency to tip your scales towards the truth. So, you know, it's a little bit tricky sometimes, I have found, for those reasons, you know, to navigate up close and personable and without saying, oh, I must have been wrong, or trying to stuff that, or say, oh, no, like, that's not true, you know, like, you've seen what you've seen, so be, you know, under the counsel and the influence of the Holy Spirit, navigating through that. So praise God. So the Lord does speak to us. So here, lastly, he says this. Let me see if there's anything. I think I'm going to not read from that book, but the book was from Laura Harris Smith. For those that are interested about seeing the voice of God, she is a pastor's wife, and she, you know, talks, you know, I like when people talk about it in different ways than the way other people talk about it. And she's not absolute and extreme about, she's talking about, it's just good because the Lord imprints us, and he has uniquely called us, and not every dream, like you learn to, like I was saying, how the word speaks to me in words of wisdom and words of knowledge. I mean, I've had leaders say to me, oh no, that dream was about you. And I really do feel like in some ways that's a way to manipulate and to strong arm, you know, and maybe they, and maybe that is, you know, their understanding, and they haven't seen or known how the Lord prophetically speaks to a person, like they're still growing in that relationship. And so it could be error in that manner as well, like, you know, but you have to know, and it's good to hear from other people, like, oh no, I know the pattern in which the Lord has revealed himself in my dreams. I don't, that's not necessary. Not that it couldn't be, but that's, I know the pattern. I mean, I just had to respond. I'm pretty sure I have frequent dreams. I mean, I didn't say that, but I just said, I've had dreams frequently, how the Lord will show me words of wisdom and words of knowledge in that same manner that are not for me. So I'm not sure, you know, I'm not sure about that entirely, but saying it respectfully and just how I said it to you. So now the Lord says this, right? The Lord says, what will he find when he returns to earth? Wow. So what is the Lord looking for when he returns? When he says to his disciples, what the things that he's prepared, right? You will find God. So God's prepared. You will find the preparations. So what preparations are you and I making for the Lord to find? And then the Lord says, what will he find on earth when he returns? What will he find? He says this in Luke 12:37. So servant, when the master comes, will find watching. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. So definitely prayer. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking today, this morning, how the Lord ever lives to make intercession, right? And I was talking to him, like, what are you praying about? Lord? I mean, I know it's a reconciling, right? And this is an ongoing progressive. I mean, like, the earth is groaning, right, for its redemption and to be reconciled for sure. And but I'm sure there's a lot I'm missing to that. So just having a conversation with the Lord about what he's praying for, what he's interceding, telling us pray without ceasing. And okay, Lord, I want to pray. You know, what would you want me to pray about? Lord, what needs to be covered in prayer? How can I join, you know, with the intercession and the ceasing that needs to continue on? What is it? Where is it? you know, and teach me, Lord. So it's interesting that he wants to find us watching and praying, right? He wants to find that. And then he also says in Luke 18:8, it says, and you know this one with the persistent widow, and well, that is unjust, right? The unjust judge, the persistent widow. And she, and at the very end there, it says that he avenged her speedily. But then it says, will he find faith on earth? So he's looking for our faith. So we have to demonstrate what we hear in his voice, what we see in his voice. We have to demonstrate that on earth with the actions and the follow through, right? Just as I was talking about earlier, I want to make sure that I know the next step, you know, that I take that thing that seems that realm and that, you know, I was actually, wait, I'm going to get this other thing off the porch too. Well, I was talking, had a dream and I sent it years ago and I sent it to a couple of different people, which is very good to give me their feedback on it. And one of the women, which I thought was interesting, from a past pastor's wife, a really sweet woman, she said, I think the Lord is preparing you for something. It really sounds like he's preparing you for something. And then she started to share that when the Lord was preparing her, that she went and she had never really spoke in front of people or taught in front of people, you know, did speaking in front of people, and that she went and she prepared herself. So I'm not sure what she did. I don't know if she did Toastmasters or what she did to prepare herself, but she did something and said she felt kind of silly, even up front doing it and preparing herself, she said, because she had never done it before and she didn't know where it was going to land. Like, it was like, not that it's fake, but like you are doing it in faith, you know, just like demonstrating your trust or whatever, you know. So she was saying at times it felt awkward and silly at times, you know, she said, but she prepared herself and then she was, when the time came across her path, she was ready. Okay, and so she said that she was glad that she did that, even though at the time she had no idea what it meant or what it was going to look like or anything like that. So I hope I'm helping someone step out in faith, you know, and to take that action and whatever needs to be taken. So because the Lord is looking, he's watching, right? He ever lives to make intercession, and he's probably wanting us to fulfill, to be directed towards the will of God, that we would fulfill his will, you know. Okay, I don't want to, oh gosh, I need to start praying for people. Okay, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a 2-minute song to transition and get this other graduation gift off my porch. And then we'll come and open the prayer line. So let me find a 3-minute song here. That's something I uploaded. Okay, let's see. Excuse me. Let's see, Father. Let's see, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this evening. We dedicate this time to you, God. We thank you how you're moving, Lord, and through your light, through your spirit, Lord, that we don't want to miss it, God. We thank you for sharpening our ears, God, and making them pliable unto you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for filling us with your presence, Lord. And your words. Okay, this should be a good one. All right, here we go.
Three in the morning, and I'm still awake. So I picked up a pen and a page, and I started writing just what I'd say if we were face to face. I'd tell you just what you mean to me. Tell you these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're gonna do great things. I already know God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, but don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. These are the words I would say. You were hurting, and I felt your pain in my heart. I want to tell you that I keep on praying. Love will find you where you are. I know, 'cause I've already been there. So please hear these simple truths. Be strong in the Lord and never give up hope. You're gonna do great things, I already know. God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, but don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. These are the words I would say. From one simple life to another, gonna do great things. I already know God's got his hand on you, so don't live life in fear. Forgive and forget, but don't forget why you're here. Take your time and pray. Thank God for each day. His love will find a way. These are the words.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, let's open up the phone lines here. Our first caller is 954-580. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to, please?
Hi, good evening. This is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Okay, let me put you on. Hey. Got a little crackly noise there. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to mute you for 1 second and pray for you. It's funny because, or I don't know if it's funny, but I thought about you, I think today, maybe it was. And so I'm not sure why, but I thought about you, and then here you are. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. I'm sure, Father, that your heart and your eye is set on Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you are bringing her forth. Father, I thank you, Lord, even just for bringing her to the forefront, God, and bringing her through and being for her, Father God, and even your prayers, Lord, that you're praying on her behalf, Father God. We bring her to your altar, God, and we thank you, Lord, for the precious treasures, God, and gifts and mysteries that you've placed within her, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, just for the outcome of those, Lord. I thank you, Lord, from the watering. I'm seeing like Jesus' prayers of watering. His prayers are watering the seeds that need to birth and to come forth. And germinate, you know, like his prayers are watering those things he's placed inside of us, that they might come to full maturity, full, you know, measure, full stature, on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, Father God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for correcting any erroneous thinking, God, that we might have of ourselves, God, whether it's a limitation, any type of fear, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we take dominion, God, and the enemy is a liar. The enemy is a deceiver. In Jesus' name, Lord, we know he's the prince of this air, God, but we just pray, Lord, that we break through that, God, that you are our living hope, and we step into your promises. We step into your word, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, for being a gatekeeper, God, over the promises of God, Lord, in Jesus' name. And just as Abraham walked through that gate, God, we thank you, Lord, for the authority that we have on earth, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, Lord, again, for stepping into that, Lord, and bringing it forth, Father, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you, God, for blessing minds, Lord, to see ourselves the way that you see ourselves, Father God, in Jesus' name, God. Any insecurities, God, any doubts, Lord, whatever it is that it's really, honestly, I really feel like, and that's not only is the enemy a deceiver, but he's also like this illusion of trying to box us into that or something. I don't know. It's something strange, like it's just like smoke and whatever they call that. It's like, you know, it's just it. Once we actually step past it and step into it, and including myself, you know, that it's cleared, that thing's cleared and it's wrong. Like he's just trying to hinder us from actually just stepping through and breaking through to the other side and stepping into that, you know, in obedience and to the promise of God, you know, because it strengthens us to say yes to the Lord more and more, right? It affects many people who say, you know, when we say yes to the Lord, in our obedience, it does affect other people, even the testimony. However, that's affected in the moment and people that were there, but then also the testimony. So it gets repeated and repeated, and it does greater and greater things, fruit, you know, greater and greater things expanding and expounding. Father, we thank you for this, God, for Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for your intentions, Lord, to be upon her, Father God, and the things that you're bringing forth, Lord. And I just pray for her mind, God. We bless it, Lord, with the blessing of heaven, Lord. Your word tells us in Psalm 103, Lord, that you crown us with your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord. So speak, Lord, to our minds and our hearts with your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we would say yes to you, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for silencing the enemy, God, and just, you know, again, removing and blowing out all that debris, Father God, that the enemy and the trickery that he has, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, that we are light and salt, Lord, and you make a way for us, God, and we step into that, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. Let the will of God, Lord, we fulfill the will and the purposes of God in our lives, Lord. We thank you for Caroline, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for your grace to be with her, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, we're different. I'm just seeing like a crate. Even though we are, you know, where it talks about we have this treasure in earthly vessels, you know, like I'm seeing this crate, and, you know, like we're packaged differently. And the inside, you know, Caroline, you're packaged differently than the other people, you know. And so even though we might walk through some of the same circumstances and troubles and tribulations, right, well, we take heart. For he's given us peace, and that is on the inside, you know, and that cushions the blow in some areas, you know. It cushions the fall in some circumstances, and but we're just packaged differently. The outside might look the same in the natural, but on the inside, you are packaged differently, and it's a different, you know, so that you don't take the same blows on the inside, when the circumstances happen or when things happen as other people do. And, you know, it's, we're fragile, but the Holy Spirit and the Father take great care of us with his concerns, and he's mindful of us. Even in those happenings, even when we go through the trials and tribulations and distresses, he is mindful of us. And that in itself, to care for us and to cushion that blow and to comfort us, you know, giving us everything we need by the way of the Holy Spirit and entering into the heart of the Father, right? And calling upon the Father, yeah, to move and to guide and to navigate on our behalf, really is incredible. It's outstanding and outlavishing in all that he does. But there's that inside, talking about inside of you, Caroline, and inside of us. It's different. We're packaged different than what it looks like on the outside. We look just as common and just as natural as everybody else. But the inside's different, and the Lord deeply cares and is concerned about that, that he would send the teacher, he would send the comforter. You know, these are, and the Holy Spirit has many different roles, but these are some of the first things that he says: I will send you a helper. You know, he will teach you, and he will, and the comforter, right? So praise God for that. And the comforter, I see something with the comforter, comforting and cushioning the blow and the hardship. Yeah. And again, he is concerned with what concerns you. So praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for those encouraging words.
Yeah.
It's very timely.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord, for your words and your ways coming forth on Caroline's behalf. God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. I do have a prayer request that I would want you to help to agree with me. On Sunday, I should be. I'm planning on doing a business venture, so just kindly pray in regards to God granting me the understanding that I need, the wisdom. He said in his words that it is he that teaches us how to profit. So I am just standing on that scripture that God will enable me to be successful. Thank you.
Okay, so you're going out on a business venture on Sunday?
Yeah, beginning Sunday, yeah. So.
Okay, and you're asking for wisdom, and what was the verse that you were mentioning? I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
It's in Isaiah where he says that it is he that teaches us how to profit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Isaiah 48.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, take your time and find it, and then I'm going to look it up too once you get there.
Isaiah 48, verse 17.
So this says, the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who leads you by way you should go. Wow, I like it. I never heard that one before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I did when you said that. Let me go back to the blog post thing here. When you said that, I do remember I was at a business luncheon. This was years ago. And this woman was sharing, and she was talking about how she didn't know a lot about business, but how her business was prospering, and she just asked the Holy Spirit, and he would tell her what to do next, and she would do it. And she just kept going that way, you know. She would do the next thing that he told her to do, and before she knew it, she was thriving, you know. So it really can happen that way. And I know when we walk through financial difficulties, after that, I felt like I had like PTSD, but with finances, because I was like, oh, I don't want to make any mistake. Like, does the Lord think this is indulgent, foolish? But, you know, it's just like, I can't, you know. But I just start asking the Lord, what do you want us to do next? And whatever he showed me, like I would tell my husband, I think this is what we're supposed to do next. You know, like he would even literally give me words, launch into this. Like he would say certain words and I would do it. And we definitely learned from our mistakes, you know, and we're buffeted from the Lord. And the Lord did mighty things, you know, from where we came from, you know. So I definitely know God's going to bless and honor that. So let me pray for you. Thank you so much for joining us. And literally, honestly, you were on my heart. I was thinking of you, and I did think, I wonder if she'll call tonight. And you were the first caller. So,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that. I like the how the Holy Spirit brought that about, so that's cool. I mean, know that his heart, he was revealing his heart for you as well. Okay, so let me mute you, and I'll pray for you. And thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry if I cut you off in the middle of your sentence. Okay, so Father God, we thank you for Caroline again. Father God, we lift up the word of the Lord to you on her behalf, Father God, in Isaiah 48. God, we thank you for teaching her, God, and guiding her, God, as she's going out on this business venture, God. We thank you for even preparing her in advance. Lord, I pray for the right, even the right connections with the right people, Father God, Lord, and not that she's looking for people for like the prestige, you know, or the most influential, God, but that you would do it in a natural sense, in a natural form, God, that she was just being genuine and caring and providing and adding value, Lord, to the other person, God, and through the exchange, Father God, Lord, it's just the right person, Lord, that can add value to her need, God, and whatever that looks like, God, whether it's just information, whatever that is, Lord, but I just ask for the right connections with the right people, Father God, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that as she goes on the integrity of your word, God, that you, Lord, in your word, you said is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it divides bone, marrow, thoughts, and intents of the heart, God, I pray that her integrity, Lord, upon your word, Father God, Lord, would carry through in all that she does, God, and all of her intentions and motivations. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Let it be honorable unto you, God, and we thank you, Lord, for making her a good steward as well, Father God, and all that you desire and are mindful of her, Father, and through those things, Lord. Let them come to pass, God, and we thank you for her humble heart, Lord, and for her seeking you, God, seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things be added unto her, God, and we thank you, Lord, out of your abundance, Lord, out of your outflow, she shall receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. That's cool. I never prayed that before. That was fun. Okay, let me write down these numbers since we just had people join us since we started. So, okay. So last week when I got cut off and I couldn't make it, I didn't realize, but we were doing a service thing at our church, like a service serving the people in the community with these like bags that we had to prepare. And Hold on. I don't have this right. Okay. Anyways, so I started work on that, and I didn't realize I needed all of that time to get it done. I had no idea. So I did not waste my time at all. Okay, I think I have everyone. So thank you so much. So now we're going to go to 323-572. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to? Hello. Good evening, 323-572. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to? I'm going to figure it out. Oh, Keisha. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Keisha, are you in California?
No, I'm in Texas.
Okay, I'm sorry. I always forget. I forget the state sometimes. Okay, so let me unmute you and I'll come back. Okay, so Lord, we thank you for Keisha, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for providing nutrients. You know, I say the Lord, you know how they talk about milk and meat in scripture, you know, and but also in the natural, people eat like animal organs, if you will. They'll eat the liver or the heart. You know, those are two common ones. And it really provides, so they say, I used to eat liver years ago when I was more of a vegetarian. Years ago before I was even saved. However, it's like nutrient dense for a specific area, like minerals. And it's just, you know, and I'm seeing the Lord give you this nutrient dense as like a supply for you, almost nutrient dense as if it's an organ, if you will. And that's not to sound gross. I hope it doesn't, but just a sense of it's just going to be even more nutrient dense in supply than milk or meat, you know, like the deeper things and the, yeah, just more dense and deeper and more nutrient dense, if you will. I don't know how else to say that. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, for how you feed each one of us, really, God, but how you're going to feed Keisha, Father God, and the things that she'll take in, Lord, in Jesus' name, and I do think it's a liver, so I don't even know if there's something in the natural, like if you Googled what benefits do I get from eating liver, if there's something there correlated, like in a parallel symbolism in that unto you. I'm not sure, but it's possible. Oh, Lord God, Jesus. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're preparing for her to partake of at your table, God, that you prepare them, God, that you serve them. And she partakes, Father God, through your supply, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And as the Lord supplies, you know, like, you know, when he supplied manna for the people, it was very specific what he told them to do, you know, how they were to gather it, utilize it, you know, and not like necessarily, I'm just going to say hoard, but not collect, like over collecting what they needed, that he would supply daily. So just trusting the Lord for your supply and what you have need of, you know, like, because he can, you know, like if he, when he, like if you ever had an experience with the Lord, this great revelation and the weighty presence of the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, like we want to go back to that. Like we want to experience that again, you know, or the angelic presence of, you know, the host of heaven and their supply and those words of wisdom. And it's so rich and like so much depth to it. And I think our spirit longs for that. That's the part that groans for our redemption and that place that we belong in, you know. But in a sense, do it in your spirit and not in the natural, seeking and searching and trying to gather in areas like to wear yourself out, right? Or then the Lord, it doesn't last, you know, because right when they gathered the manna and they held on to it, or they tried to do this and that in different ways, you know, like when he said on Saturday, because on the Sabbath they were going to rest. So just on that one day they gathered twice as much so they'd have enough for the day of rest, and then the God would supply again. So do it according to the Lord's principles and his ordinance as he brings it to you, partake of it. So he's preparing it and he's going to serve you, right, at his banqueting table and offer you this. And, you know, and it may taste different at first, but it's definitely going to be nutrient rich, you know. And so I thank you, God, for the supply that you're giving and preparing, Keisha, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And even in that, God, as she is with you and partaking of you, God, that she would speak to you, God, that you would speak to her, God, and just minister to her, God, with the balm of heaven, God, and the oil of heaven and the salve of heaven, God, to fill in any woundedness or healing, that wholeness, God, that she could stand in the full stature and the full measure of God and the call that you have on her life, God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Oh, so good job. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And do you have any prayer requests?
I just praying for my, you know, I have another child that's going to college and she's looking for decisions, and then I'm just dealing with perimenopause, and this is a whole new thing for me, and oh my goodness, I didn't even know that's
yeah.
what I was dealing with, and oh my goodness, it's a whole nother, oh my goodness, it's a lot, so.
Okay.
Man, yeah, so. Have a lot of different emotions
okay.
with that, and that was the those are two main things.
All right. And do you, is it your daughter that's going to college?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Another one that's about to go, and she's trying to decide on, you know, where God is sending her. She don't know if it's, you know, to a four-year university or if it's ministry school. And so she really don't know. And so we're just trying to, you know, pray and
navigate,
live by God's spirit on that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think when I was going through that perimenopause, as you're saying, I think
mm-hmm.
it took black currant oil? It was one of the oils. I would Google it, like what you can take in the natural, but I was going to say even whatever I just said, Google that to verify it, but see what you can take in the natural to help combat. I would Google, alternatives. Like it was some type of capsule that had oil in it. I don't know if it was omega, what I'm not sure exactly, but I do remember it seemed to help.
Okay. I will do, for sure.
Because there's, you know, we have a lot of information access to us through the internet
right.
that could help, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Like an alternative thing. All right, so let's pray for your daughter and for yourself as well.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you so much. Okay, let me mute you. God bless you. And then also, too, I think I did this, or I'm thinking to say this anyways, but you can be mindful if it's, like, if there's certain foods that you're eating that seem to trigger it more so than others. to just kind of maybe, I don't know, that might be something on us. Because sometimes, like now for me, sugar will do weird things to me. And anything with artificial flavor, or, and I don't always know what that is. Like sometimes I'm sorry after I eat it, but somehow it always seems to be engrafted into something that has sugar in it. So I don't know what that is, but anyway, for me, anyways, that's what it is. Not that I have those symptoms, but it just bothers me in different ways, like in sleeping and my throat thing, like where I cough more and yada, yada. So anyways. So, Father God, we thank you for Keisha. Father, we lift her up to you, God. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, Lord, upon her physical body, God, in Jesus' name. And, I don't even know if that word that I gave you about nutrient dense. Yeah, I don't even know if that's in the natural and in the supernatural. I don't know. But, Father, we thank you for guiding her, God. Lead her in her search, God, as she's asking, seeking, and knocking, God, that she would find, God, that she would find the right door open, God, or the right person, Lord, to help her with that, God, and to help ease and bring relief, Lord, to what's happening, God, and balance within her, Father, in Jesus' name. And we also pray for her daughter, God, her precious daughter, God, who is navigating, Lord, before you, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you would guide her steps and her heart, Lord, and all that she puts her hands to do, God. And we thank you, Father God, for just blessing her with your wisdom and your knowledge, Lord, as she steps forth, Father, and you lead her forth, Father God, in the way that she's to go, Father, and not... thank you, God, for helping her make a wise and concise and well-thought-out decision in the direction that she's to go in, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just giving her peace as well, God, and joy and her decision making and the direction of her decision. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you guys. Okay, 972-365. I think this is Rhonda. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Sister Deborah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All is well. Can't complain.
Well, very good. And okay, so we're praying for you tonight.
Yes, ma'am, and also I wanted to add prayer for a young man named Braylon. He's related to my niece's son. She said he come home from school the other day, 16 years old, and passed out, had a headache, passed out, and they rushed him to the hospital, and they're saying that he had a stroke, and he's not overweight, in very good shape, and he's, you know, had a stroke. And she said they think that it has caused blindness in one of his eyes, so I wanted prayer for him. And also last Sunday, my aunt told me the pastor at our home church where I grew up at said he was preaching, and he passed out in the middle of the sermon, so they had to rush him to the hospital. His name is Reverend Abraham. So I would like to get prayer for those two as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow, my goodness. That's not good stuff there.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. A lot going on, and people coming under attack, you know, especially for a 16-year-old child. You know, it make you wonder where that come from. But we know, you know, in the body of Christ, spirit-filled, born-again believers, we know where a lot of these attacks come from. So, you know, we really have to be doing a lot of praying and a lot of fasting and a lot of seeking God, because it's a lot of stuff that's going on. And, you know, sometimes some of it doesn't seem to make sense, but, you know, it just directs us back to the Word of God. Again, we need to be seeking God, faith, seeking His Word, and just praying and fasting. You know, it's not many other options that we have, especially at the times the things that are going on around us. And, you know, a lot of stuff that's going on in Israel, So, you know, we really have to be drawing close to the Lord. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and, you know, thank you for saying fasting. I was going to say that after you were talking, and not many people not always still pray and fast, you know. So if your church fasts together corporately, you know, you're covering each other. You can talk to your pastor about that, but definitely fasting definitely amps things up. And then praying, you know, asking in agreement with others just for the protection of the Holy Spirit upon your family. And, but even, yeah, fasting definitely, you know, because you're setting and the principles, everything that you know to do on earth where you're declaring and your covenant with God, that you're a covenant keeper with God. So your tithe, right? You're keeping covenant in your worship with God and your service with God and the poor, right? So, and not that we're buying our way or, you know, that's not what it is, or working towards it. We're just keeping our covenant and the outflow of gratitude, you know, but it's seen on earth as it has been demonstrated on earth from heaven, you know, heaven demonstrated on earth for us. And even in fasting, Isaiah 58, for those of you who want to fast, Jesus talks about his fasting there. So let me close your phone line, and I'll pray for you, and then I'll pray for Graylin and Pastor Abraham. So thank you. And then I'll probably open your phone line back up before I move on to the next caller. So thank you so much, Rhonda. Okay. I know she's probably at work. And where are we? Okay, so let me just tell you the callers after Rhonda is 828-442-502-548-817-501-251-229-803-991. Thank you. And then there's one other caller who's going to have their hand up. If you'd like ministry, you're welcome to join us. Okay, so let me set that there. Okay, so Lord, we thank you for Rhonda in Jesus' name. And we lift her up to you, God, and before your throne, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your covering for her, Father, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I see you like you have a sidearm. That's what my husband calls it when he goes into the woods. But yours is, and it's a weapon, but like you have, yours is like mercy is your weapon. And I've never seen that before. I've never heard anyone say that. So we thank you, God, even just for the weapons. You know, I don't know if I don't know if the weapon is specifically mercy or it's like activated with mercy, some type of weapon that's associated with mercy, which is so interesting to me. I've never, ever heard anyone say mercy is a weapon. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. So thank you, Father, for that, Lord, and just saturating her, God. And, yeah, you just have a weapon. There's a weapon there. I don't know if it's activated with mercy or if the weapon itself is mercy. But I thank you, God, for that, God, and what she carries. God, and what she carries. Wow. Yeah. Lord, we thank you for that, God. Yeah, it's something you carry with you. Part of you, God, I thank you for that weapon, God. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you're in the natural. Not a threat to people, right? You're very warm and welcoming. That's your evangelistic side. But you have this weapon and you know how to utilize it, you know, and you're not afraid to use it, as they say. So we thank you, God, for Rhonda, God, just the wisdom, Lord, and the wisdom, God, and the precision and the discernment with her weaponry, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Father. And let me pray for these other people. And then I don't know if there's anything more to that or not, but I, somehow I'm just stuck. I'm seeing this weapon on your sidearm. God, I thank you, God. And what she carries, you carry it with you. It's yours. You carry it. God, we thank you for that, Lord. Jesus' name. Thank you, God. That's how precious. There's something very precious about that, Lord. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Feel the anointing of it. So, Father, we thank you for Graylin. God, we ask for a healing. We ask for a healing upon him, God. Let there be recovery in his eyesight, God. Lord, we know that you've made the complexities of our brain, God. It's so complex, God, but it also can heal, and other parts can make up for the parts that aren't functioning well, God. So we ask for a healing, God, an alignment, God, an awakening with the nerves and the neurons and all the cells, Father God, and every other aspect, Lord, that I don't have a name for. God, let the light of life touch that, Father God, and bring forth vision, God, that he might see. God, we touch his eyes, Lord. We ask with the word of the Lord, touch his eyes, God, that you've given him eyes to see. God, let him see, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the medical team and doctors, Lord, who are caring for him, God. We ask you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge and great insight, God, for his care and his recovery. Lord, with great, let them have great, you know, like a think tank, like a team of people, Lord, that they don't just flippantly, this is what we do for people that are 60 or 70, you know, that have a stroke. God, that they're very thoughtful and intentional about his care and recovery and what they give him, Father. We thank you for protecting him, God, and even aligning the right doctors, Lord, and working in his favor with your grace. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for Pastor Abraham as well, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for strengthening him with your grace and his faith, God. In Jesus' name, be with the congregation and the people. God, we thank you for them joining together, God, and preserving, God, and even helping them to fast and pray, Lord, as a congregation, one for another, covering each other and participating in corporate prayer and corporate fast, Father. Strengthen them, God, with your peace, Lord, with the kingdom of God, Lord, with righteousness, peace, and joy to be upon them, God. And we thank you for healing, restoration of health and healing, God, and restoring wounds, God. Healing his wounds, God. Restoring health, as Jeremiah 17:30 says, restoring health and healing his wounds, God. In Jesus' name. And let his inheritance, God, and the Lord that's rightfully his, to come forth, God, the devourer. Lord, we just rebuke the devourer over him, God. In Jesus' name, thank you for your preservation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Okay. Thank you so much for calling. God bless you. It's always an honor
amen.
To pray for you.
Thank you so much. That was a rich word. And I'm, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. To God be the glory. I love you, Sister Deborah. Thank you for standing and praying in faith and obedience, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too. God bless you too. Love you too. Bye-bye. All right. So now our next caller is 828-442. I think this is Jennifer.
It is. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. We got you right in the middle there, pushed in there like a
God
little Oreo.
You.
Okay, God bless you. Okay, I'm pushing the wrong button. Hold on. or not even Oreo. What is those other things? Oh, macaroon. You know, that's what I was thinking. You know how the anyways. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Father, in Jesus' name. We bless her, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, at your altar, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bring her unto you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your promises. So I'm seeing different things here. I'm seeing, like, you know, the reeds, R-E-E-D-S, and they pulled them up outside of the water. And, like, you can actually, in the reeds that they use to make the basket for Moses, like, they woven together with the reeds a basket and put Moses in that and then sent him down. And then there's something with the reeds itself, and then something with, like, I don't know if there's something with creatively being able to do with what the Lord gives you. Okay, so, like, there's just, and utilizing everything to its fullest, I don't know if that's function, or I don't know if that's the right word, its fullest. Not capacity, not function, but doesn't seem like the right words. The like utilizing it to its fullest potential, maybe. But this read and then making it, so this creative thing, so like you see something, you have something, and then the creative way of how you can use it, right? So just like you know, the peanut, you know, and now the coconut, you know, like how many different ways can they thought of that, right? So, but like just thinking creatively, differently with the Lord, how else can I utilize this? You know, can this be utilized in what type of function? How do you want me to do this? And sometimes, you know, people do that when they compare certain things, they see, like, okay, what's missing? What information needs to be brought through? Like critical thinking, not criticizing, but critical thinking, you know, the aspect to that and what the Lord shows you in this thing that you have, there's this a creative thing with a critical thinking and how it can function and the capability of how it's to be used in a creative way. Okay, I don't know what all that means, but that's that. Okay, and then so they're like weaving the basket, and then the water and the like basket that they put Moses in, going down, that is a type of like baptism, right? It is a type of, you know, here was Moses, talk about prophetic seeing and the voice of God and the prophetic, that Moses would be placed in the water, you know, not the same waters that they crossed, you know, but here he is placed in the water safely. And then he walks on dry ground. You know, there's some, those like the prophetic unction, prophetic, you know, a prophetic, how do you say, I've never heard anyone say it, but how do you say like a pre-prophetic, you know, like we have probiotics, a pre-prophetic, you know, like it's just like, you know, it's so much symbolism. And seeing the voice of God, like, which I'm sure the pitcher and the donkey, all of those have symbolic natures. It's even other things in scripture as well, as I was reading earlier, you know, about you will see, right? And so so that's interesting. So there's something there, like, if you will, like a baptism. So I'm not sure what that is, that there's a type of new life coming to the creativity, to the critical thinking, that's being like baptized, maybe, I'm not sure, or if it's too separate. So Father God, we thank you. Thank you, God, for the completion just the ability of what Jennifer can bring forth for the glory of your name, God, and how to utilize it and its function when she brings that forth, Father. And we thank you for it, God, as she gives that unto you, God, and releases it, just as they released Moses, God, with great trust that you would take care of it, that it would bring forth the honor as it's placed in your hands, truly, Father. We thank you. We thank you for that, God. Lord, as she just releases those things unto you, God, it's just like releasing Moses into the water, Father God, and again, to bring forth the promises that have been imparted into that. Yeah, so we thank you, Lord, for that creative work and the release and even just the baptism of it, Lord. Jesus' name, amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Praise God. Praise God. Huh. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I had an unusual morning with the Lord. Quite unusual. But he had me do some prophetic acts. It was actually drawing. And he was very specific, like, as to the colors and how everything was drawn and everything. But he just started, like, listing these things, like, it's prophetic how even God created the earth and how he shows me prophetic things through photography and designs and through, you know, prophetic words. And then you've got, you know, prophetic dreams and prophetic colors and prophetic paintings and prophetic worship and dance and prophetic music and prophetic declarations and prophetic visions. And I just started writing all this stuff down this morning. I'm like, Lord, what are you trying to show me? Like, so that word was unusual, and I will definitely press in to ask more about what he's trying to show me.
So did you say that was a dream that you had, or just your time with the Lord this morning?
No, that was my time with the Lord. He was very busy this morning. He spent hours taking notes, but he was just showing me all this stuff in the prophetic, and then he actually had me do a few prophetic acts, so to speak. And the one that I've never, you know, he had me draw something specifically. It was very, very specific in how he wanted it done. So that's, and that's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure
what
he's doing.
Good.
That's kind of new. Yeah, that's kind of new for me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So
I'm
wondering.
Sure if that has
so,
something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm wondering if, because there's definitely a creative, like, here, this is what I've given you to do. Like, this is, like, what he spoke. And then there's a creative element to it that you brought forth, like, in the, and then I'm not sure, okay, how do I say, sometimes when I'm talking, the Holy Spirit is just like, reins me in with his wisdom so that I say it right. So when we, so you did what he told you to do, and in that is like, okay, the creative, oh God, how do I want to say this? I lost what I was going to say earlier. So there's a, it is obedient to that too, and like a release in it as well, because you brought it forth. But I don't know if there's something else where you're going to release it in a different way, where like he tells you to let it go. Because I was thinking too, like your baby. Do you know what I mean? Like when people do something and they spend a lot of time on it, they'll say, "Oh, that's my baby." You know, like even a
right.
business. That's my baby. I birthed it. You know, like
right. That came to me.
Go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, So, but if he tells you to release it, do you get what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what he's doing, but it does sound like, hey, this is like the simple thing. Like, it looks like a read. It looks like nothing, but it can function in this other way because he's creatively showing you prophetically how to do that, you know? And then, you know, in some ways you are releasing it by your obedience, you know, and through the sacrifice, mm-hmm. but I'm wondering if there might be something more, if there is, you know, because they really did have to trust the Lord with us. So one time we were, there was going to be a storm in the area, and the Lord, he just put in my heart to do this prophetic act to, in the direction of the wind was coming, to pray and to like push this thing back. And I literally felt the Holy Spirit on me and doing this, like, but it was right in the living room, and we were, John and I were both watching TV, and I was praying, you know, and I felt, even when I was done, I mean, not felt, but had the knowledge and the spirit that it really did do something, and that it was okay, like it was going to be okay. And then a couple weeks later, there was like another storm. And John said to me, so somehow he picked up in the spirit too, but he said to me, do that thing again with your hands, you know, he goes, when you pray, right? And I knew it was a prophetic act because, you know, I just knew it was. And so I was like, oh, okay. But when I was doing it, it wasn't under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, so there is a difference when the Holy Spirit's on it and we do a prophetic act. It really is, something is really happening. You know, it's as if we're speaking the word, except we're doing it, you know. So it could be that you doing that was your release. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And, yeah, he put me through a lot of scriptures, and he just started like revealing like all these prophetic acts in scripture, and I honestly wasn't even aware there was that many, but I mean, it was like, wow, there's something definitely to this. But yeah, I have a question.
Oh, that's
for you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Huh?
And then you said like kind of in the middle like an Oreo, and then you said macaroons.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember giving me a prophetic word about macaroons?
Oh, no.
You did. And so I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you, if you don't remember that, like, he's definitely speaking. I have to go back and find that word.
No, I do not remember. I think I said Oreo, and then, but in my mind I was seeing a macaroon because I know the outside of it looks, it looks like it's dry, like it's going to be a really dry cookie, but
right.
It's really not. Yeah, you know, but when you look at it, you just think, that's been in the box too long. I don't want that, you know. But, yeah.
Well, that's interesting that you switched it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you were in the middle.
Because you gave me a prophetic word. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was something because it was softer than that. Yeah. So that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll have to look that up. That would be interesting.
I'm going
to
have to.
Yeah.
I think it was back in October. October, November, maybe.
Well,
yeah,
you have a good memory.
Macaroon. That's something I was not going to forget. So you just really, like, it caught me off guard when you said that. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, yes. And I would be interested. I just wrote that in a different color on the paper because I'd be interested to know what
mm-hmm.
that is. And I'm curious, too, if there's any connection, if there's any tie-in connection to what was spoken tonight, you know, or what the Lord was doing there, you know. I have so many. I love that you write everything down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like you write a lot down. When you show that, especially prophetically and your time with the Lord, because I have so many notebooks and folders. And when I'm prayed for on PGN specifically, I will go back and if I'm in person, I will try to record it on my phone, like do a voice memo on my phone. But on PGN, I will go back and listen to it and literally type it up. And a lot of times, because John and I are being prayed for at the same time, he doesn't listen, so I want him to be able to read it or pray over it. And then I have a folder for, you know, the ministry that we receive, and I'll go back and pray over certain things, and it's important to me to even have the dates on them to see what the Lord's doing, to know what he's doing and how those things are unfolding, you know, and transpiring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just curious. I'm like, did she remember that? Or is that just the Lord, like, bringing that to my attention again? So that's interesting. I'm definitely going to have to revisit that word.
Yeah, because I didn't remember this. That's good, because there's a lot of things I don't remember. As I've done them recently. Yeah, so that's great.
I didn't think
you
did.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, yeah.
No,
pretty cool.
I didn't. So, yeah. So do you have any prayer requests? That is cool.
Yeah, just for, I think I'll just let you get on with, you know, the rest of your callers. I'm sure they're wanting a word from the Lord. Just bless everybody. And bless you.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you.
Share on my prayers. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We all appreciate that. On behalf of everyone on PGM, we thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
I thank you too. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, I feel like I am behind on time. I just looked at the clock. 502-548, good evening. Thank you for calling. This must be Greg from Kentucky.
This is Greg from Kentucky, Deborah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, let me, what?
I said, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you. Yeah, let me unmute you for a second. I'll come right back. So, Father God, we thank you for Greg, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we lift him up to you, God, and before your throne, Father. We thank you, Lord, you know, just for the ride that he's on with the Lord. I thank you for that, Father God. And I don't even know if you ride horses, but I kind of see you, like, saddling up and riding, you know, like, I'm going to be on a ride with the Lord. So, like, and very joyful and, but, you know, like an adventurous journey, and heading out, you know. So I thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, for just the activity, God, as he journeys with you, Lord, and you being with him, God, that in delighting his heart, God, and bringing joy unto him, Father, in Jesus' name, God, and just the adventure, like the adventure of what, and, you know, being with the Lord out on the journey, and, you know how some people, I don't know why I'm doing this analogy, but like some people who ride motorcycles, they'll call a car a cage, you know, because I don't know why, but they do. But so it's like you're not caged at all, like on your journey with the Lord, like it's not restricted. You're just like completely open and free, as if, you know, with the same freedom that those who ride motorcycles, you know, except I see you for whatever on a horse, you know, on this journey and getting ready to go on a ride, you know, and saddling up for this adventure. So I thank you, Lord, for where you're taking him, God, and where you're leading him. And, you know, even thinking of the verse, how it talks about some run with chariots, some run with horses, you know, but I forget how exactly the verse goes, but it's talking about how when we can, you know, run in the supernatural, we take our natural steps and our natural means, but we add the supernatural to it. We have greater strength and greater ability and greater stamina and vigor, you know, and vitality. It's because the super is, you know, in our natural, and it's giving us that strength more so than our regular legs, you know, or a regular journey that we have. So we thank you, God. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I don't ride horses. I have a motorcycle. But I don't. I have two.
Okay. Two motorcycles?
And, yeah.
Oh.
So, no, I can't ride them both at the same time, but I'm just two different styles that I really like, and I got a really good deal, so why not? But, yes, I love riding. I love the freedom, you know, the wind going around you. We call them cages because you're inside a steel structure.
Right.
We are not. So there's safety inside that steel structure. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy that as well.
Right.
But, yeah, right. There's something about, you know, as they say, freedom of the open road and the wind blowing through your hair and that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, and the whole thing, adventure, you know, Jennifer, that's a word of mine and Jennifer's. Actually, I wanted to get something for like off-roading and overlanding, actually where you just drive out and camp and you sleep in your vehicle and that kind of stuff, and or take a tent, but love all that. And God just so miraculously provided a Toyota 4Runner at an extremely reasonable cost that I put a lot of work and effort in, basically completely are refurbished, renovated, whatever. I made it way nicer, and Jennifer and I got to go out camping in it a few times, and we call it the adventure vehicle. And when I got it, I had the whole interior stripped out of it, and I can't remember if I brought it up or she brought it, but we talked about that. Like while all the interior was out, it's like, oh, we should write Bible verses like throughout the cargo area where there's all this metal, bare metal. So I did.
Cool.
Did a bunch of research on Bible verses about, you know, protection, but you know, being in the outdoors and paths and mountains and all that stuff, and just wrote them all through the cargo area, and then put all the carpet back in and everything, and then I printed them all on a list and put them in the glove compartment. But found a little emblem. Short, trying to make this super short, but I found an emblem that actually goes to a trim package on a RAV4, which also a Toyota, and it just says adventure. And I put it on the 4Runner as our little reminder that that is our adventure vehicle. So all that stuff, you know, kind of plays in that. Yeah, that's all in the physical human world, you know, the adventure, but it's very, very parallel, you know, to our walk with God.
Yes, and it sounds like that's how God's hardwired you to, how you roll.
That is a total understatement, but true.
So that's very cool. So praise God
very
for
cool.
that.
Yeah,
that is very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that as well. Do you have any prayer requests? Yeah.
No, I like Jennifer. I know there's other people, and we're running short on time, so I don't want to cut anybody short.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Unless something's jumping up in your mind or your spirit, but yeah, no, I'm good.
No, me, no. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate you too. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, so now we have, because it changes a little bit, so we have 817 and then 251-803-704. Okay, whoa, hold on. Everything just jumped. Hold on one second. All right, 817-501, thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
How you doing, Deborah? My name is Nana Ajumain. I got referred to you by Sister Rhonda, so I pray with her in the church phone line. But thank you for taking my call. Don't want to be long-winded, but just asking for prayer. In the Army National Guard at Texas border right now, just seeing what direction, if I should be in with my contract coming to an end.
Okay, and I'm sorry, can you repeat your first name? I just hear a little bit of crackling, so I'm not sure I heard it correctly.
I'm sorry, my name is Nana, N-A-N-A.
Okay. Have I prayed for you before?
Yes, I've been on here, but not in the past year.
Okay. I thought maybe I had when you were talking. Okay. So, and then let me understand, you are requesting prayer for, can you repeat that?
Yeah, I'm currently at the border, and I want to see if I should be enlisted in the Army. Well, my contract's coming to an end, so they're asking me.
Okay, so you're on the border of Texas?
Yes, yes, Mexico.
And you're
Texas.
wondering if what's coming to an end, your contract?
Yes.
Okay. And you're wondering if you should stay in Texas or not?
To re-enlist in the Army.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you. That's the part I didn't hear. Okay, let me mute you and come back. I'm just going to pray. Nana, am I saying your name right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. Okay, thank you. Let me mute you and come right back. So, Father God, we thank you for Nana. Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift him up to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Just seeing like the sweetness of the honey, God. Thank you, Lord, like the harvest and the sweetness of honey. And then also the almond, which is the almond, you know, the Aaron, I think it was, that had the staff, what was with Moses, his rod or his staff or whatever, it budded in the first fruit it was talking about. And the first fruit that would bud in the spring would be the almond tree or the almonds. So I don't know if there's something about first fruits. I don't know if it's type of, first fruits. I don't know what that is, like what the Lord is saying, if it's a type of offering that he wants or the first fruits. I'm not sure, but I'm seeing that, and then I'm seeing the honey. So it's definitely something, Lord, I thank you, God, for the, God, Lord, just the fruitfulness, Lord, of the land, God, and also how you dispense things, Father, from heaven, God, in Jesus' name. So even the honey, and the honeycomb, God, I thank you for that. I'm not sure. If I had more time, I would look up verses regarding the honeycomb. I'm sure Rhonda could help you with that. So, Father God, we thank you for Nana, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I ask, so this is what I'm singing, praying prophetic, so the first fruits with the almond and then the honey. And, God, now we pray, Lord, Lord, as he's lifting up his requests before you, God, and his humble plea and petition to know what to do, God, that you would give him your wisdom, that you would lead him with your peace, Father God, and your direction. Unto his life, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for opening things up to him, God, that he might see and know. We thank you, God, and just ask for your anointing to be on his decision-making, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, and we just agree with him and praying to you, Father, that your direction and your light on his path, Lord, would be known. In Jesus' name. And we thank you also for your protection, God, to not only guide him, but guard him and all that he does, God, even unto you, God, and preserving his faith and his ways unto your name, God. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us and hanging in there with us. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Zerba. God bless you.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. You have a good night. Okay, so 251, we're going to have to move a little faster. Sorry. 251, 229, good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah.
This is Sarah,
okay.
From Alabama. Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. I thought maybe that was you, but I wasn't sure. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us. Let me mute you for 1 second. I know. So, Father God, I thank you for Sarah, Lord, and I just lift her up to you, God. I thank you, God, for your graciousness, God, unto her. Like, I'm seeing a sash. I'm seeing some sort of a sash, and kind of around your shoulder and then around your waist. And I don't know if this is like a type of, you know how it was like gird up your loins with truth, you know, like, or the belt of it, but a sash in a sense, you know, they kind of would have had that. And there's something to that too, like in the heaven, like in the courts of heaven or coming before the Lord, and some type of sash like around your waist again and then over one of your shoulders. So I thank you, Father God, Lord, for your truth, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for how you welcome her in your courts, Lord, with praise and thanksgiving, God. She enters in, God, and we know that, God, Lord, just her, she has this outflow of gratitude, God, and even in treating others, Lord, because she treats you the same way, Lord, and the outflow is from you to others, Father God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, just for the truth, Lord, and her and the access she has to the truth, Lord, and that would gird her, God, and guide her in her decision-making, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I'm not sure what the shoulder is, but I would look that up. I'm not sure what that is. It might have something to do with authority as well. You know, the design and the placement of the authority that Christ has on you, like identifying with that authority that Christ has placed on you. So these are all good things. I know sometimes when you look up things, for those that haven't looked up before, symbolism in the prophetic, biblical symbolism in the prophetic, sometimes there's a negative connotation and a positive connotation. It depends on the context of the vision or the dream or however the experience is. This is positive, so make sure you make note of that. If you're just going to Google something, make sure, because there's a lot of New Age stuff, so make sure you're aware of the content of where you're reading stuff from, because these New Age people are like to filter and move into all sorts of things. And the Church of Latter-day Saints, they like to squeeze their way in there as well. So just be careful of that, mindful of your source. Check your sources. So, Lord, we thank you for Sarah, God, again. God, we bless her, Lord, with your covering, God, that you've covered her, Lord, and designed her, Lord, with that. So there is something about, okay, around the waist, and then there's this extra area that, like, the sash is, like, hanging down, maybe to mid-thigh. I don't know what that extra area is, but I'm seeing it, like, the Lord just showed me, like, and so I want to make sure I mention what I see. See what I say. I'm not sure what that is, and I don't even know if, you know, I'm not sure. I know when they had those towels, they would wrap the towels, and it would be longer because they would use that to you know, wash each other's feet, right, and dry the feet, but in the sash and in the, I'm not sure if there's a parallel, but there's, like, so the sash is more of like a bluish, a deeper bluish, maybe a hint of turquoise in it, barely, but like that color. And it's more of a, I don't want to say royalty, but, you know, it's like dressier, something that you would see in the courts or see in, you know, ancient of day, if you will. That's nice. It's beautiful. And so you wouldn't expect to use that to wipe people's feet, but I think there might be some sort of parallel there. Otherwise, it wouldn't come to mind. So I wish I had more time because I would look up a couple of those parallel symbolisms there. But we thank you, God, again, for your covering, God, and just welcoming her, God. As she welcomes you, you welcome her, God, with that open invitation, God. She just steps into, you know, we're already seated in heavenly places, right? I can see you just like in an instant stepping into it, you know, even if you're just turning, you know, leaving work and you say, okay, I'll see you later, you're walking to your car, but in your mind, you just step into the heavenlies, you know, you're just there, you know, and have free access and are able to do that, you know, and allowing the Lord to freely roam about your heart and to have his way with you, you know, in the sense where nothing's hidden, nothing of self-sufficiency, nothing of self-consciousness, you know, and your God conscience and Christ sufficient. And so praise God for that. Praise God for that. It's very mature. So praise God for you, Sarah. God bless you.
Hello?
Hi, I think Hello? You might have me on mute. Hi, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I'm not going to hold you on because I know everybody else, you know, wants to get in contact with you. But it was something like my sister said the same thing. It was something she said, you must be reaching it because he's so-and-so and so-and-so. She just, and I was just kind of listening to her, but yet saying, okay. But then now that I hear what the visions and that the Lord has given you, it all ties together. So it's just a confirmation on something I was had questions about the Lord confirmed on tonight. So I'm just thanking the Lord for you and that he's given you prophetic visions and dreams and just being his spiritual mouthpiece. Not only for me, but for others as well. So I'm just loving it. I thank the Lord for you and for the visions that he gives you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's a treasure, and that's wonderful that he is confirming things. I love that. I love that. So praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining us and being a blessing to all of us.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we're going to 803, excuse me, 991. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, Deborah. This is Angela, South Carolina. How are you?
Okay, Angela. Good. How are you?
I'm well.
Good. Okay, let me wait for a second. Okay, and then we have 704-492, and I have to hurry. So, Father God, we thank you, and I apologize, but I just lost, but I know some people called in later than when we started. So, Father God, which we want you to do, and we welcome you. So, and we're glad you're here and staying with us. So, Father God, we thank you for Angela, Lord, in Jesus' name, and we lift her up to your altar, God. We thank you, Father. And we bless her too, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for being with her, Lord. And teaching her, like the Lord instructing you, not with discipline, like not a correction discipline, but like with the disciplines of the Lord, right? Instructing you, right? So like if you were going to disciple someone, right, as they say in the technical terms, you know, like if you're going to disciple someone with their Bible reading, their worship, you know, and all that worship entails, you know, even tithing as part of our worship, right, serving him, you know, as part of our worship, right, whatever that looks like, it's setting up the chairs in the sanctuary or whatever, you know, the service to him, you know, and then prayer and what that looks like and fasting, you know, all of those disciplines, if you will, as they call them, discipleship things. But I see the Lord instructing you in an area. I don't know if it's a specific area, but again, it's not discipline, but it's a the discipline of the Lord, right? I mean, like our Bible readings, a discipline, our blah 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 is a discipline, blah 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 blah. I mean, if you're gonna, like, in technical terms, because sometimes if we talk about it too much like that, it does sound religious, or it sounds overbearing, or like, wait a second, you know, how much work do I have to do, you know? But you know what I'm saying. So, but I see him instructing you in a greater way that is, like, it's personal, like a one-on-one. You know how people have a coach sometimes, right? People have a coach for, like, whatever it is. If you want to run, you can have a coach. You know, if you're going to golf, you have a coach. Or if you're going to learn some type of something, you know, like, you have a coach. It's one-on-one, you know. And so I'm seeing this, but there's an instruction to it. Like you're going through it, but he's instructing you, which is actually very precious, you know, because even Jennifer was sharing earlier about what the Lord was showing her. And then she went in the Word about all these prophetic acts that she didn't even know those scriptures were in the Word. And so in that way, like, he's instructing her, you know. And so it's sort of the same thing. I see him doing something in a very specific way, and instructing you in a deeper manner that is going to definitely be beneficial unto you, beneficial outcome, you know. So praise God for that. Okay. So thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I just want to say this right quick.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that prophecy, Deborah. To the lady earlier who was talking about her pastor and someone else got sick from probably taking something they shouldn't have taken, I just want to tell people, if you go stand on the earth, on the green grass, probably dark, rich soil, and just stand on the earth will remove toxins from our body, because God says it's holy ground. You know, then you stand with their bare feet and ask God to remove anything that's in their body that shouldn't be there. And he will do it. That's another prophetic, that's from another prophet that had gave about certain situations that people are experiencing things. So just want to share that right quick. And with Psalms 91, declare and decree that over their life also. And that's for anyone, any type of disease or anything.
Okay. All right, I'm writing this down so I have made note of it. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's cool. Yeah. Yes, and may he be Lord over, he's Lord over the earth, Lord over our bodies. Amen. Praise God for that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you.
Sure.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Bye. 704-492, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Oops, you might have me on mute. I'm not sure I can hear. I can't hear you unless I'm on speaker. 704-492.
Yes, can you hear me? That's Jeff from Canada.
Actually, you sound very far away.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's super distant. Is your volume up all the way?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, that's better. Who am I speaking to?
Dustia from Canada.
Oh, Dustin from Canada. Okay, thank you. Thank you for being patient with me. God bless you. Let me pray for you. I'm going to mute you and then come back. So, Father God, we thank you for Dustin, Father God. In Jesus' name, we lift him up to your throne, Father, and before your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for just being a covering, God, in a way about him as well. I think there's something the Lord that's really doing, like, with his truth. There's something about, like, girding our loins with his truth, you know, and his covering. Like, and his covering, I don't know if I gave this word to you before, but, like, even him being our rear guard, you know, and I know in Psalm 23, it talks about him, goodness and mercy shall follow us, but I see the Lord being your rear guard. But also there's something about truth. I'm seeing a lot of things around people's waist. So there's something about, again, the truth. So So I thank you, Lord, for being Dustin's rear guard, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for, I had a hair in my mouth, sorry, and for whatever areas, God, where we may have been, well, I'm going to include myself in a humble sense, but wherever, Dustin, Lord, there's been a place of like slack, God, or not tethered to your truth, God, that things have slipped through the cracks, God, or like, like maybe realms of doubt, you know, various shadows and whispers of doubt, you know, like, oh, that's probably not going to happen, you know, or whatever, you know, I'm not sure, you know, but just those areas where maybe, you know, unworthiness and not stepping into the fullness of what God has, you know, the hopes to do it, but maybe that's not what he meant, you know, and the whole filtering through and not really seeing so I think this is the part, because I talked about it earlier, is not really seeing ourselves the way that God sees us, that we can truly step into that the treasure and the love and the principles, you know, and the gifts that he's placed upon you, that he's called you to shine forth on this earth for his glory, right? Let your light so shine that they might glorify your Father in heaven. And really stepping into that and not doubting, not listening to the prince of this air that tries to cause us to bump up against his maze of things in our mind, but really taking on, you know, in a way that is our thoughts are very centered and settled, there we go, our minds are very settled on the very things and the purposes and the will of God for our lives, that you just do it, you just step into it. It doesn't matter who agrees with it or doesn't agree with it, who's supporting you, who's not supporting you, like all of that just slips off of you, like Teflon, right? Like, give us a helmet of salvation, like Teflon. Everything else, you know, grace is covering. Everything else just slides right off, you know, and it doesn't matter. And you're not doing it arrogantly, you know, serve the Lord with gladness, you know, but stepping into that. And so we thank you again, Lord, and knowing, you know, I think the Lord wants you, as you step into that, you know, maybe you're already stepping into that, and that's why I'm seeing the Lord being your rear guard, you know, as you step into truth and you move forward into truth and forward motion, you know, that he is your rear guard, and he's protecting you, and he's got you covered. Basically, when he's our rear guard, he's got us covered. So, you know, any fiery darts that the enemy would try to, you know, hurl your way, you know, that he's taking that upon him. Yeah. Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, Lord, for the 411 from heaven on Dustin's behalf. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for staying with us, and God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Well, thank you everyone for joining us, and we'll need to end now. God bless and shalom.